You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Everyone thinks that the secret to making money in real estate is buying the best properties in the best locations. But what if I told you that's completely wrong? I'm going to explain how you can acquire multifamily apartments, make millions, and the four paths to achieve this. How do I know these work? Simple, I've done it. Over the past 6 years, these are amongst the strategies that we, the Kitty Sisters, have implemented ourselves to build a $300 million plus multifamily apartment portfolio.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We didn't guess. We studied everything, piles of data going back all the way to the 1930s. Success in real estate isn't about buying good assets. Drum roll. It's about buying assets for less than what they're worth. Let that sink in. Sounds obvious, right? But here's the thing. Most people overcomplicate it. Stick around and I'll show you exactly how to make it work for you. Right now, you're seeing headlines everywhere. Interest rates killing real estate. Commercial property apocalypse. The next big crash. But here's what Blackstone, the world's largest real estate investor, just revealed. While everyone else was panicking in 2023, they were quietly deploying $30 billion into real estate. In the third quarter of 2024, Blackstone invested or committed $54 billion, which was the highest amount in over 2 years. And they're not done buying. Let me show exactly what I mean. While the S&P 500 trades at all-time highs, real estate, a $20 trillion asset class, is trading below replacement cost, meaning the cost to rebuild it. Let me show you what this means for your bottom line. I promise this will shock you. Imagine a simple game where every dollar I give you, you only have to give me 65 cents back. Would you do it? So I give you a dollar and you only have to give me back 65 cents, meaning you net 35 cents. Would you keep playing this game? Heck yeah, right? You play this game over and over and over again. In fact, you'd probably bring your friends in to play the game with you too, right? Now, if you're sitting there and thinking, nah, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna reach to the screen and take your family to safety. Let me show how this works with real estate. Right now, building a new apartment complex would cost around $300 per square foot, but you can buy an existing building for $200 per square foot. You're literally buying dollars with 65 cents. Imagine this is a 200 unit apartment with a per unit square foot of 1,000. This means that the livable area of the entire complex is 200,000. 200 times 1,000. This means that the cost to build this exact building would be $60 million today, where you're able to buy for only $40 million. That would be a $20 million price cut. Now, I know you guys love a good bargain, but this is what I call a super duper awesome bargain. Therefore, when you combine assets trading below replacement costs, new construction is down substantially, strong demographic demands, improved debt markets, you get what Blackstone's head of real estate calls the best entry point in commercial real estate in the past 15 or 20 years. Remember earlier when I mentioned I studied the historical data back to the Great Depression? Look at what happened to investors who bought during the S&L crisis in the 90s, following the 2008 financial crisis, during the 2020 pandemic. They all made fortunes not by timing the market perfectly, but by buying when assets were worth more than their price. But here's what makes this year different. For the first time, you don't need to be a billionaire to take advantage of this opportunity. Ordinary folks like us now have the true chance to enjoy the new wave of the real estate boom, where we get a chance to be part of the success as the king or queen on the chessboard, not the pawn. What do I mean by this? This is what I like to call the Goldilocks story, but for investments. You see, there's four specific paths that allows anyone, regardless of their experience or capital, to participate in what might be the opportunity of the generation. Let me show you exactly how these four paths work, and more importantly, how to choose the right one for you. The first path is what I call the Han Solo, the lone wolf who wants to complete control over their ship. This is for people who've built up some serious cash, maybe from selling a home or a business in a hot market or from years of savings, and now they're ready to be the captain of their own real estate venture. Just like Han Solo owning the Millennium Falcon, all right? These investors buy properties using their own money, making all the decisions and keeping all the profits. But here's what makes this path particularly interesting. Using your own money to buy your own deals. This is what most people think of when they imagine real estate investing. And there's good reasons for that. When you're the sole owner, you have complete control over every decision from the property selection to the management style. The benefits here are significant. All the cash goes directly into your pocket. You get to take advantage of every tax benefits available to real estate investors. And perhaps most importantly, you have the potential for the highest returns because you're not sharing your profits with anyone. But here's what nobody tells you about going solo. It comes with significant risk that you need to understand. First, you're typically tying up all your capital into one asset, which goes against every principle of diversification. Second, you're personally liable for everything that goes wrong, from property damage to tenant issues. Third, you need to either actively manage the property yourself or hire someone to do it for you, which cuts into your returns. Now, I know of an investor who bought his own multifamily apartment. He's a full-time doctor, and he took this path to build his wealth. Unfortunately for him, after going through multiple property management companies, he had to take over himself. He had to fly out every single weekend to manage this property, collect rents, even sometimes raking the yard. That's a horrible thing for a six-figure doctor to do, right? This six-figure doctor, who was hoping for a leisure mailbox money, ended up taking a low-paying second job. Yikes, that's not how we roll. Okay, now the second path is what I call the money ball. Remember how Brad Pitt's character in the movie changed baseball by focusing on undervalued statistics? This is the same concept in real estate. Instead of trying to find the flashiest deals or the biggest names, you make smart, calculated investments in proven operators. These investments are like Billy Bean. They have the resources, but they know the real advantage comes from backing the right teams with the right metrics. Therefore, they invest in other people's deals that have proven systems and track records. The second path is what more and more high net worth individuals and accredited investors like our investors are gravitating towards. And here's why. Instead of dealing with tenants call at 2 a.m., busted pipes, or the never-ending grind of property management, you invest your capital into deals run by operators who actually know what they're doing. You let them handle the headaches while you collect the returns. Speaking of pipes, this literally happened today. A sewer line burst, flooding an entire unit. Guess what? None of the past investors had to call a plumber, mop the floor, or deal with the smell. They didn't even know it happened because that's the beauty of being a truly passive investor. You invest, we handle the mess. I feel like that rhymes. You reap the rewards, simple, right? You're probably thinking, how does this actually work? How much can I actually make? How do I even access these passive investment opportunities? That's exactly what our Kitty Freedom Club is all about. If you're anything like us, you don't want to waste your time figuring out what works and what doesn't work. You just want a straight playbook to optimize your money and take it to the next level. Not only do we dive into the best investment opportunities, but we also show you how to legally and ethically keep more of your money by saving in taxes. The third path is what I call the Ocean's 11. Just like George Clooney's character, Danny Ocean, you're a person that brings together a team of specialists to pull off something bigger than one person can do alone. This is syndication, where you're assembling the investors, property managers, and other experts to tackle larger deals. You might not have Brad Pitt's looks or Julia Roberts' charms, but what you need is ability to spot opportunities and bring the right team together. The third path is how many of today's real estate millionaires actually built their wealth by using other people's money to buy their own deals. They are called syndicators, and it's one of the most powerful wealth-building strategies in real estate. Here's why being a syndicator is so powerful. You control much larger properties without having to put in all the capital yourself. You earn acquisition fees when you buy properties, management fees when you operate them, and a significant share of the profits when you sell. Plus, you can sell much faster because you're not limited by your own capital. But here's what makes it particularly interesting for syndicators. Banks are pulling back from lending, creating opportunities for syndicators to step in and solve problems. We're seeing more distressed sellers who need creative solutions. Plus, there's an enormous pool of investors looking for real estate exposures, but don't want to manage the properties themselves. and we've reached the final path. And this is the path that we're currently on. This fourth path is what I call the Avengers Initiative. Imagine having Nick Fury's ability to tap into the entire universe of superheroes. This is the private equity approach, where you're joining forces with the institutional level players like us who have massive resources and professional management teams. Just like the Avengers tackling threats too big for any single superhero, private equities allow you to participate in deals that would be impossible to access on your own. The fourth path, that's the institutional investor's playbook, pooling capital together through private equity structures. Why does this path matter? Because this approach delivers something that the other paths can't: true institutional-grade diversification and massive scale. Here's the deal. When you invest through private equities, you're not just buying into the deals. You're buying into big deals, the kind of deals that are out of reach for individual investors. You're leveraging professional asset management teams, high-level marketing analysis, and institutional-grade due diligence. The translation, you're getting access to exclusive deals that most people never even hear about. Teams with proven track records know how to run the playbook, built-in diversification that spreads risk across multiple assets, and of course, institutional level returns that crush what most retail investors settle for. But why is this so exciting? Private equity is no longer just for Wall Street elites. Many firms are lowering their minimum investment thresholds, making these high-level opportunities accessible to individual investors for the first time. The game's changing. The question is, are you ready to get in? So we've broken down the four paths, and now you're probably wondering, which one of these paths are right for me? Here's the beauty of real estate investing. You don't have to stick to just one path. The key is figuring out where you are right now and play the game accordingly. If you've got time and money, path one, solo investing, is where you should start. You're in control, you're learning, and you're building the foundation yourself. If you've got money, but you have limited time, path two, passive investing, is your ticket. You're leveraging expertise of others while reaping all the benefits of real estate's wealth-building magic. This is where many investors in our community begin diversifying their investments and learning the ropes before exploring other paths. Now, if you've got more time than money, path three, syndicating, is your fastest path to scale. You're building a business, connecting deals with capitals, and creating serious wealth. This path is not for the faint at heart, though, but the rewards are unmatched. And finally, if you're after institutional grade deals with true diversification, path four, private equity, is your play. You get access to massive, sophisticated deals while staying hands-off or hands-free and letting the pros do the heavy lifting.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.